Okay, this is Sunday morning, 6/16/2019. The title of this, another short teaching. This is kind of the cartoon before the cartoons. Give you a couple of cartoons before the movie. Your words frame your world. The kingdom way. Could say it like this: the world that you see today is a result of what you've sown yesterday. Hebrews 11:3. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. That could be good or that could be bad. But we see how God framed it by faith. All right, Genesis 1, he is the God that caused those things to be not as though they were. But I say to you today, if you don't have any word, you're not going to have any harvest. That's how important the word of God is. There's a lot of people wanting a lot of things, and I even had a word about this a week or two ago. There's a lot of people wanting a lot of things of God, but they have no word. It says, take with you words and turn to the Lord. They have no word. If you don't have any word, you don't have any seed. It's like a farmer trying to sow a crop with no seed. Okay, no word, no harvest. All right, now, let's go look at Mark 4. Mark 4 is all about this, the sowing for harvest in the kingdom. Jesus even said, if you can understand this parable, you know how to operate the kingdom of God. These are the mysteries of the kingdom. All right, chapter 4, Mark. Again, Jesus began to teach beside the lake, and a very great crowd gathered about him. So he got into a ship in order to sit in it on the sea, and the whole crowd was at the lakeside on the shore. And he taught them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, give attention to this. Behold, a sower went out to sow. And as it was sowing, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on ground full of rocks, where it had not much soil, and at once it sprang up because it had no depth of soil. And when the sun came up, it was scorched, and because it had not taken root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thistles grew and pressed together and utterly choked and suffocated it, and it yielded no grain. Another seed fell into good soil and brought forth grain, growing up and increasing and yielding up to 30 times as much and 60 times as much and even 100 times as much as had been sown. And he said, he who has ears to hear, let him be hearing. And as soon as he was alone, those who were around him with the 12 began to ask him about the parables. And he said to them, to you has been entrusted the mystery of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything becomes a parable, in order that they may look and look, but not see, and perceive and may hear and hear, but not grasp and comprehend, lest haply they should turn again, and it should be forgiven them. And he said to them, do you not discern and understand this parable? How then is it possible for you to discern and understand all the parables? So this key here unlocks the parables of the kingdom. All right, here's his explanation. The sower sows the word. The ones along the path are those who had the word sown. But when they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the message which is sown in them. He knows how it works. He knows that the word of God is what produces in your life, produces healing, produces wealth, produces whatever that you need. And he was kicked out. He was not allowed to operate there. So if he'll do it through you. But he can't do anything good. All he can do is steal, kill, and destroy. So whatever seed he steals, whatever multiplies is bad. He can't do any good. How then is it possible for you to discern and understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. Okay, I read that. And in the same way, the ones sown upon stony ground are those who, when they hear the word, at once receive and accept and welcome it with joy. And they have no real root in themselves, and so they endure for a little while. Then when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, they immediately are offended, and they stumble and fall away. The one sown among the thorns are others who hear the word. Then the cares and anxieties of the world and distractions of the age and pleasure and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness of riches and the craving and passionate desire for other things creep in and choke and suffocate the word. It becomes fruitless. And those sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and receive and accept and welcome it and bear fruit. Some 30 times as much as was sown, some 60 times as much, and some 100 times as much. And he said to him, is a lamp brought to be put under a peck measure or under a bed, not on the lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be revealed, nor is anything kept secret except in order that it may be made known. If any man has ears to hear, let him be listening. Let him perceive and comprehend. And he said to them, be careful what you're hearing. The measure you give will be the measure that comes back to you, and more will be given you who hear. He's talking about not word or word, word or not word. See, we got to have the word for harvest. So he's saying, be careful what you hear. For to him who has will more be given, and from him who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away. So here comes somebody wanting something from God. They have no seed, and even what they have has been taken away. They don't have anything. They've not taken heed to what they're hearing. If all you're hearing is the world, you ain't got a chance. And he said, the kingdom of God is like a man who scatters seed upon the ground, and then continues sleeping and rising night and day while the seed sprouts and grows and increases, he knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe and permits, immediately sends forth, puts in the sickle because the harvest stands ready. And he said, with what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable shall we use to illustrate and explain it? It's like a grain of mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground, it is the smallest of all seeds upon the earth. Yet after it is grown, it grows up, it becomes the greatest of all garden herbs and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air are able to make nests and dwell in its shade. So what's he saying here? You got to guard your seed sack. First of all, you got to keep it full. You've got to be listening to the word. You've got to be hearing the right things. And when the planting time comes, you have the seed that needs to go into the ground for the harvest to come forth. And you're listening to the right things. Okay. Now let's look at John chapter 1. Most people just read the parable of the sower. They don't add those other scriptures that gives you understanding, you know. A lot of people are wanting a lot of things from God. And God's saying, where's your seed? That's how the kingdom operates. John 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God Himself. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence through Him. And without Him was not even one thing made that has come into being. So nothing has been made that was not made by the Word of God. That's how creation. Okay, Romans 4:17. God spoke the word. As it is written, I've made you the father of many nations in the sight of God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks of the non-existent things as if they existed. So that's what we're to do. We're to, when we see non-existence, when we see lack of, we take the word and speak, be, become. Fill my pockets, fill my fridge, fill my bank accounts, fill my storehouses. Okay, Romans 10. You take with you words and turn to the Lord. It's like a petition before God. You're taking words. God's will. You're taking God's words and you're going to Him. Okay? This is how we're born again. This is Romans 10, verse 6. The world's running everywhere trying to get answers for everything. There's only one way. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven as to bring Christ down? Everybody's always looking for a handout. There's the world's way and most of the church. They're looking for a handout. Oh, would you give me this, or would you pray for me that I'll have this? God shows us what to do. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down. The Lord doesn't have to come down and meet your need today. He's already met it. Or who will ascend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. You got a miracle in your mouth today. It's near you if you got your word, your seed sack full. It's near you on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Because if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and in your heart believe that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. The first act of faith that anyone ever performs in the kingdom act of faith, is salvation. But salvation comes with it, everything that you need. Nothing missing and nothing broken, see? Because if you acknowledge and confess with the lips that Jesus is Lord, and your heart believe that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, and so is justified, and with the mouth he confesses, confirms his salvation. The scripture says, no man who believes in him will be put to shame or disappointed. See, if you come to him in faith, you won't be disappointed. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is over all. He's no respecter of persons. Whoever comes to him, he says, I will in no wise cast out. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. That's how he can overlook the condition of the person. You know, when people came to Jesus, he didn't know, unless the Holy Spirit revealed to him, what their situation. I mean, he had prostitutes and come to him. He had even the Gentiles come to him. But when he saw faith, he answered that. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how we activate our faith. That's how we're born again. But that's how also whatever we're asking God for will come forth. Okay, one more. Hosea 14, chapter 2. That was the scripture I first quoted. Take with you words and return to the Lord. And say to him, take away all our iniquity. Accept what is good and receive us graciously so that we will render as bullocks and pay the confession of our lips. So they were petitioning the Lord. They took words and they turned to the Lord to get the answer. This is how God changed the world, and this is how we change it.